Good afternoon. A front is draped across interior New York and New England and not moving much. Thick clouds along the front will be common through the afternoon, with only some bright spots or breaks of sunshine far enough to the south in the southernmost Catskills, the lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England. In these locations, we'll see temperatures climb into the upper 60s and lower 70s for afternoon highs. Elsewhere, most everyone else will get stuck in the lower to mid-60s, with some upper 60s on the southern fringes of the area, and even some 50s across the higher terrain. In fact, right along this front, scattered showers have been common, especially across northernmost New York and New England. And while the showers are diminishing in coverage this afternoon, we'll still run the risk at a passing sprinkle or shower, especially north of I-90, for the rest of the day. As we get into the night tonight, a wave of low pressure will approach from the west along the front. This will increase the shower threat. Otherwise, skies will be cloudy and low temperatures will be back into the 50s. That wave of low pressure will pull milder air into the region during the day tomorrow, and more places will manage to get into the lower and even some middle 70s in the afternoon. However, the wave will also keep clouds and showers in place, with more numerous showers around the region and perhaps even a thunderstorm as that wave passes by later in the day and into the evening. By the time we get into Tuesday night, we'll be behind the wave of low pressure and drier air will move in from the north and west. This will leave us with a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the lower to mid 70s on Wednesday as well. Another front will push through on Thursday, out ahead of it mid to upper 70s, and just a scattered shower or storm as it passes by. But cooler air lies behind it for Friday, with highs back down into the upper 60s under a mix of sun and clouds, and staying in the upper 60s to start the weekend on Saturday. There is the risk of a shower on Saturday, although we should dry out for the second half of the weekend. On Sunday, high temperatures should be back into the mid 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, heavy rainfall is returning to much of Arizona and eastern California this morning as Tropical Storm Rosa tracks toward the northeast and into the region. Rosa is in the process of recurving into the mid-latitudes ahead of a developing upper-level trough. The current forecast track from the National Hurricane Center indicates that Rosa will approach the northern portion of the Baja of California today. Although the winds associated with the storm are expected to weaken, copious amounts of tropical moisture will be drawn northward toward the desert southwest. In addition, a developing front will help focus the heavy rain along an axis from central Arizona northward. Flash flood watches are in effect for Southern California and large parts of Nevada, Utah, and the western half of Arizona. Another area that will likely get significant rain over the next couple of days will be from Iowa to Michigan. Rain with embedded thunderstorms are forecast to develop in association with a surface low tracking eastward along a nearly stationary front. There is the risk that some of the thunderstorms could be severe, primarily from Des Moines to Milwaukee and Chicago. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the mid-70s, Boston cloudy with a chance of showers in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo cloudy, breezy and cool with showers and highs in the upper 50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 66 degrees, the average low, 45. The record high, 90, set in 1927, and the record low, 28, in 1993. Sunrise this morning was at 6:52 a.m., sunset this evening 6:37 p.m., 11 hours and 45 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with showers today and highs in the mid to upper 50s. Cloudy with more showers tonight, lows averaging right around 50. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy, just the risk of a shower today with highs in the lower 70s. Cloudy with a shower possible tonight, also some fog and drizzle with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with showers today and highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Cloudy with more showers tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, Mostly cloudy, just a chance of a shower today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Cloudy with a shower possible tonight, some fog and drizzle, and lows in the mid 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy, a chance of a shower today with highs in the lower 60s. Cloudy with showers tonight, some fog and drizzle as well, with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with showers and a thunderstorm possible, lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-70s Wednesday. Just a chance of a shower, perhaps a thunderstorm Thursday, otherwise partly sunny in the mid to upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds near 70 Friday. Upper 60s with a chance of a shower Saturday, and a mix of sun and clouds back to the mid-70s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.